For those of you who listened to last week's episode, where I ended with the fact that I had totally failed with my clothes packing for this trip because it had been somewhat cool and rainy on our first week. Well, guess what? Today was 80 degrees and I finally got to wear my spring clothes. Finalmente. Benvenuti to Kimberly's Italy. My name's Kimberly Holcomb, and you know by now who my podcast host, traveling companion, and driver extraordinaire is. Benvenuti, Tommaso.
Ciao, tutti. I'd like to point out that Kimberly was indeed wearing her warm weather clothes today, but we were up in the mountains, and she stuck out, I've got to say, like a sore thumb. I mean, she was better dressed for a Nantucket weekend than she was for being in the South Tyrol.
Or I look like I could have been going to like a sailing regatta party,
you
right?
You certainly weren't looking like you were going for a walk in the mountain. And I think you got a few sideways glances also.
I know. I was totally inappropriately dressed, but I was so excited that it was hot, like hot, hot.
Yes.
And also part of my packing failure was that I didn't bring any kind of like athletic clothes whatsoever. I don't know. There was something so wrong with me. However, it's the worst I've ever done, clothes packing wise, trip wise, I should say. Yet, legitimate excuse.
I also want to say one other thing you didn't pack was a corkscrew.
Yes, I know. You know what? We're sitting outside of our hotel on a balcony.
Under a mountain.
So you may hear like the cable car going by. It goes all night.
Yeah.
Or a few random cars coming and going. But Tommaso said, all right, this is perfect. Let's stay outside. It's beautiful. It's warm. And how about if we open that bottle of wine? I was like, oh, I'm in my little yoga pants. I'd have to go down and ask for a wine bottle opener, corkscrew.
So we settled for water.
Yeah. Boring. However, my legitimate excuse for my poor clothes packing is that I was so busy before we left, fine-tuning my clients' upcoming trips for late summer and early fall, hence my poor packing job, and all done at the very last minute, which I never would recommend. I've also taken on a few new clients since we've been on this road trip, and funny enough, just as I'm sitting here right now in my yoga pants and a t-shirt, I did bring the right clothes to set up my workspace in each place that we've stayed. And I work on these new trips for their accommodations and everything else. And I'm totally comfortable and properly dressed for that.
You're sitting outside in your Batgirl jacket.
Oh, yeah. If you listened to last week's episode, that is true. All right, even though we're fitting in quite a bit each day, that doesn't mean my travel planning is on hold.
Yes, that's true. Just like producing a new note each week, we have been recording under portable recorder and we've been driving. This is something new for us. We're trying out and we have decided to call them Travel Bites.
BYTES, just to be groovy.
Just
oh, techie.
Aren't you cute?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I hadn't told you that yet, but I wrote it that way.
We will interject them in various episodes in the future and also this episode at the end. We have a little 4 to 5 minute segment of our first drive around Lake Garda. And bear with us, we're getting our technical capability while driving down.
But what I think is interesting is that everyone who chooses to listen at the end can hear our initial take as we were viewing and driving around Lago di Garda for the first time, because those observations are what my clients would have, or any of you that take these trips on your own. You'd say, that's right. Those walkways are amazing. That kind of thing.
See.
All right. Take a moment. We also decided that this episode will be a little summary of what we've done so far, but with the promise that we will dedicate an entire episode to each amazing place that we've been, which obviously includes delicious wine, pasta, pizza, and in Tommaso's case, gelato. I have yet to have one.
Wrong.
I have not ordered a gelato.
No, you haven't, but you ordered two spoons with mine in a cup.
Just that one time I wanted to try the caramello salato.
Yes, and you said it was a bad
saltato or something.
It was a bad combo with tiramisu.
Right. Oh, this is funny. We were in Garda, and we went to this place that looked very nice, and earlier in the day there had been so many people in line. So we went up, and I ordered for Tommaso, and I said, in Italian, I think he's getting a very strange combo here of two flavors, but whatever. And she replied in Italian, she said, there's nothing strange about gelato.
No, there isn't.
He chose tiramisu and salted caramel.
And it was just wonderful.
I did like the salted caramel.
Yeah, you didn't seem to mind at all.
No, I had a couple spoonfuls, yes. But they're teeny spoons, as we all know. Allora, these are just tidbits of what's to come. We stayed in the village of De Sanzano on Lago di Garda for a week in a perfect apartment in the perfect location. Each day we took a road trip to a different part of the lake, so by the end of our time there, we drove the entire circumference, the entire perimeter, which is 158 kilometers or 98 miles. There are a lot of curves, tunnels, and bikers to avoid. So it's not totally casual driving, but it is so stunning.
It's very difficult sometimes to drive while you're trying to look also at the same time.
And I kept saying, look over there. No, I can't. There's like a massive switchback.
It's only a two-lane road, Pumpkin.
And a narrow two-lane road.
Particularly in the tunnels.
You just called me Pumpkin again.
Yes.
Another day, we took a boat to the village of Sirmione, which is, as we described earlier, the end of a peninsula at the southernmost part of the lake. And we had absolutely perfect day there as well. There's a lot to see on that little peninsula. So
there was antiquities and castellos, as opposed to fortezze, as they've been called by some people, castellos. And there was this fantastic restaurant we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a day. And it was perfect. A
couple of Hendrix and tonics for lunch. Yes.
Mm. Oh, the fanciest gin and tonics of the trip.
Yes.
Well, today's was pretty good, too. And yet another day, we drove maybe 40 minutes to meet up with an old friend of mine from my Milano days at his family's home on Lago di Garda. And it is a mid-century gem from 1958. And it was a complete joy to see Gianmarco after all these years and to be in that house again so many years later. And personally, after just a couple hours, I think Tommaso and Gianmarco are kindred spirits. You guys had the same
it was great.
Love of architecture and same political view. And
exactly.
He's a good man.
And I also laughed at all the times that you guys discussed your past weekends there. And, you know,
party days.
And sometimes when you see people from 30 years ago, I have this sometimes happen with people I've done a regatta with, or I've done, you know, 3 or 4 years of sailing with. And you see them and it either works or it doesn't.
Right.
And, you know, some people can be a little stiff and they don't want to really get to know you again, or they've moved on somehow, or they feel like they're more important. Gianmarco and you, I mean, it took about 12 seconds.
I know.
For you two to sort of connect again.
It was
awesome. And once that happened.
It was just fantastic.
Perfecto.
That was a lovely day as well. All right. And then yet another day, we took a road trip to Lago di Seo, which was a picture perfect day, to be honest, right? And part of the reason that was so perfect is because both Tommaso and I really dislike crowds. And this is a gem of a little lake with an island in the middle. And there seemed to be a lot of traffic, and the little boat was full. And I thought, oh, I don't, just in case it's like that, which it did turn out to be, I dive deep into every single place that we go or where I send clients to find the out-of-the-way places, the options. And I did that in this case because I had never been to the island in the middle of the lake. So we did that, and basically Tommaso and I had that entire other end of the island to ourselves.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, and it was the first really, really nice day, sunny and warm, and we just could not believe.
We took some sun.
We took sun. We sat on a bench and took sun, as my Danish friends say. But every time that I have found these out-of-the-way paths and places to go for us and my clients, it has paid off.
And in the future episode, we will talk about the driving experience we had going downhill, too. Yes, that was fun. Mm-hmm.
Also, the unexpected surprises come on all these road trips each day when we stop in a random village for a cappuccino. And let's be honest here, we've drank a ridiculous amount of cappuccinos in the last few weeks.
Yes, we've been here for 2.5 weeks and we've probably had 40 cappuccinos each.
Well, the cups are small, right? And it allows us by stopping in all these places, it gives us the opportunity to judge which cappuccino was the best that day, or which barista was the nicest, or even delving back into the old baño report. We've had a few baños with no toilet seats, 2 or 3 baños that were so teeny, so small, you could barely turn around.
You couldn't even think about turning around.
Oh. And yes, one of those old school places without a toilet at all. Yep, the old porcelain pads for your feet and the hole in the middle. But
that one was extremely clean.
It was spotless. It was unbelievable. And the men's room had a view to die for.
It did have a view. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time while in there.
But you know what? We will go into the funny details about this porcelain pad in the episode of that road trip, because that route I planned was da morire.
Yes, we should have a whole new section called Baño Reviews.
Baño Report. That woman on the kind of Kitten Club 3 trip came up with that while we were in Rome when she came back from a really nasty baño experience.
Well, I must admit, this trip, we've had no nasty baños. They have been all TMI.
And now, to bring you up to date, we drove from Lago di Garda yesterday up to the city of Bolzano, which is known as the gateway to the Dolomites. However, we chose to drive a bit west from Garda in order to drive through another mountain range on the Prealpini, as they call it. And that, on that road, was that cappuccino stop with that baño, just FYI. Now, we are on our second night in Bolzano, where we are recording this episode. And today, I don't know, Tommaso, might have been the best day of the trip so far.
Well, each day has been great, as it always is on these trips. I mean, I must admit, we rarely have a bad day, and this has been just an amazing day. But today was really special. La Capa and I walked for a few miles, or, you know, maybe 5 kilometers or so, which is about 3 miles.
Because I was in the wrong outfit.
Yes. So we'll go over this later in another episode, but we took a cable car to the top of this mountain. And then we took a little train across it, dropped us off, and there were very few people on this. We got up very early. We were like the first people on the train, and we wanted first light, and we got it. And man, we walked down this road, and there was nobody there. I mean, no one. There was a little dog who ran.
A very lucky dog.
Yes.
His owners had an awesome piece of property, a killer view. And he was cute. He was Lassie.
Yes.
Well, we will devote an entire episode to today, including the very late lunch we had, which might have been the best lunch of the trip so far.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It was delicious.
It was one of those edge when you walk away from where all the tourists go.
Well, we had to walk 1/2 kilometer away from the quote-unquote village.
And it looked like a residential
It did.
I must admit, I...
You said so.
I said so. I said, are you sure this looks like a neighborhood?
I was like, trust me.
Trust me. And I trusted her, and it worked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow we are driving south to Verona, and we're very excited because we're going to have a walking tour with a local woman that I've hired for some other clients. Then, after our time in Verona, off to Venezia for 5 days.
And only the second time that I have been there, this will be. So this is going to be wonderful for me because I've got a whole new perspective on it now. And I spent some time looking at my books on Guardi and Canaletto before we left.
Painters.
On the painters, just so I could refresh my memory on how they viewed it years ago. And we're very, very excited.
Certo. Appunto. No. Okay, as promised, we're just going to play this 4.5 minute clip of our recording from our drive on Lago di Garda the other day, and hope you enjoy it. And we will see you next week. Grazie mille tutti.
Take it away, Tommaso, and la cappa in the car. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
There we go.
E Pasqua lunedì. Lunedì Pasqua. I'm not really sure how you say that in Italian, but it's Easter Monday in Italy. Tutto è chiuso. Everything is closed.
And we're on a road trip.
Because it finally stopped raining. We've been here for like 36 hours and it has rained. So we're hitting the road, Jack, in our Jeep. Very nice Jeep.
Diesel.
Diesel has loads of USB charging ports in the car. No need to bring our portable charging battery, even though we did.
It's got six gears.
Yep. I will say Tommaso has confused reverse and first gear a few times.
Negative. You have to pull up the thing for reverse. I have not at all.
In the Hertz rental garage, you went forward several times when you were trying to back up.
I just got into the car.
And it was dark and late.
And I was tired.
Oh, why?
So we're driving up Lake Garda.
On the west side. And I'm actually putting sunglasses on for the very first time since we've been here. This is exciting.
Lake Garda has a beautiful path from De Cinzano up pretty far.
Not just a path, a sidewalk.
A sidewalk.
A big wide
people
sidewalk.
People riding on it, and people are running on it, and people are obviously walking on it. A couple of benches to stop if you want. Catch your breath.
And we might see a view of the mountains today. It's been so foggy and cloudy. A
couple of scenic overlooks.
Yes. And lovely trees, those beautiful Roman trees.
Yeah.
That they trim so the limbs are lower. They don't trim them as severely here as they do in Rome. But I love them. And we see them right out the window of our rental. Very beautiful.
We're coming up to the apartment we're going to look at tomorrow. Hint, hint. It's with a real estate broker.
And
hint, hint.
On a clear day, man, this view is spectacular. You see from the west coast to the east coast, where there are very large mountains with snow on top still right now. And what a pad. What a view, I should say. However, it's kind of a long walk from town, and it's right next to a disco beach club. Well, across the street.
Yeah, we're just going to look. Get a feel for the what you get for your dollar here. What you get for your euro here.
Right.
And one thing, I just want to say one thing I do enjoy about driving in Europe is roundabouts. Not stop signs as much as
stop lights.
Stop signs or stop lights?
Well, the stop lights seem to cause a lot more congestion and backup than necessary. But rotaries or roundabouts are the way to go. All of England does it. All of France. All of Italy. And since we're at it, since we're just chatting away, pedestrians crossing the street have the right of way all over Lake Garda, for sure. There are signs everywhere.
Yeah, this isn't Manhattan driving where it's
all right.
Basically, drive to kill.
No, you're on your own.
You're on Manhattan. Your own. Doesn't matter what
the street.
Doesn't matter what the sign
but
says.
But across
above every single pedestrian walkway on the street, which is indicated by little white, you know, like 3 foot white painted stripes that indicates where you can cross the street. And above those are signs with a illustration of a person crossing the street on those little white stripes.
I just want to say, we just passed the tapas bar. We're just at Palma, and you're in Italy. Why would you want tapas? I mean, sushi, yes, but tapas, nah.
Tom, why did they have sushi in Palma that you looked excited about going to? Variety.
Because you want sushi everywhere. Because you want Italian food everywhere.
No, I'm biased because I don't care for tapas. Tom didn't even have tapas because I was so adamant in my desire to not have any. No offense, Spain.
I gotta tell you, driving this standard Jeep is real pleasure. The gears are quite, this is like the Jeeps of old.
They call it a manual here, not
a
standard.
Manual standard. Sort of,
yeah, it's definitely not like my old Jeep, for those of you that care.
Those of you that care. It's kind of fun to drive.